Go ahead and call him.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I will be your host for the next 60 minutes. This is another in our ongoing series, the News in Review. Once again, we're going to be focusing on the two Florida cases, Haley Cummings and Kaylee Anthony. Joining me in the studio is my wife, Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Simon. Hi, everybody.
And from the from Sin City, Nevada, crime writer and author, Denny Griffin. Hi, Denny.
Good afternoon.
We are still waiting for a couple of other guests to turn up. They're late. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to kick off with the Kaylee Anthony story. The big news this week was the document dump, another set of articles were released by the prosecution as part of the discovery process. I read through them, and I thought it was a huge disappointment. I didn't see anything much of interest. What's your view, Denny?
Well, I'm with you. There had been rumors of smoking guns and so forth, and I didn't necessarily believe that, but I thought there would be some more interesting tidbits than there were. So I would have to classify, after the build-up, that it was a kind of a letdown.
In fact, the vast majority of it seemed to concern Roy Kronk and Deputy Kane, both of which are really no more than bit players in the grand scheme, at least in my opinion.
You know what I found, Simon? I was watching one of the shows. I don't know if it was Nancy or Jane Velez Mitchell or whoever, but the panel that was on that evening, criminal defense attorneys, were almost salivating at the idea that no chloroform was detected in the analysis of Kaylee's hair, and that therefore, you know, the whole prosecution case is a sham and it's now being exposed. And if just listening to the defense lawyers and their opinions, you would have thought that the deputy should open the cell doors there in Orlando and let Casey out, because it's all over with.
Right.
They have to have something on her that they're not releasing. I just can't believe that they would put the death penalty back on the table if they didn't have something more concrete than what they're showing right now. I mean, it's just, I don't see how they can. I mean, go forth. And this bull about just hoping that she's going to cop a plea, I don't believe that one either. So...
Okay, and we do have Ms. Pickles joining us,
well,
I believe. Hi, Pickles, how's it going?
I have, they're having trouble getting through.
Oh, dear.
They're going to continue trying. I told them to continue trying.
Great.
So they're having some trouble, probably like, remember the other week when it was busy?
Right. You haven't missed much, Pickles. We were just talking about the document dump in the Kaylee Anthony case. And while I think about it, anyone that's listening in that wants to weigh in with any questions or comments, our call-in number is area code 646-378-1120. And we do encourage you to call in. In fact, someone must have been reading my mind, because we have a caller coming in from the area code of 417. Actually, we have two callers from 417. Would this happen to be Florida? Hello, callers from 417. And someone's someone's playing the computer version of this show, which
Hello?
Is giving a huge echo.
Yes. Hi, this is Nikki, everybody.
Nikki, hi,
turn
Nikki.
Turn your radio down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Much
well,
better. Thanks, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. I can definitely hear you this week. I wanted to say that I agree with Benny about what he just said about how the lawyers were just acting like they should just dismiss this case. You know, like, okay, that should prove she's innocent. We shouldn't even go to court. Like, they should just let her out of jail.
But it's not. I don't see how they could even think that. They've still got other things against her.
I know. What about all that? I mean, don't they even? It's like they don't have a form. I think it was Jane Bles Mitchell because Nancy was on next and she didn't even talk about it. You know.
Yeah.
About
well,
that, you know.
Like I said, I think there's still a lot more that hasn't been released, and I still believe that they have to have more on her to have come up with the to pull out the the death penalty again to put it back on the table. They're not going to just do that just to hope that she would be going in there and go for a plea deal. They're not that stupid. I mean, they want to win this case. They don't want to blow it.
Right.
I think
they have something that – can they do that? Can they have something that they – just an idea or something and not be able to let the defense know about it until trial? Or
well,
are we going to hear –
they're holding back some of the evidence. I would assume that they're holding back of it, you know, for some reason or another, and so they won't have to release it to the public. Because once it goes to Baez, I believe they have to release it if it's requested.
Denny, I have a question for you. Are you crazy like we are over in Mississippi and actually waded through all of the documents that were released?
I'm not quite that crazy. No, I didn't. I've been I scanned a little bit of the stuff, and then I've listened to other people's opinions and. And I always monitor a couple of sites, the Orlando Sentinel site, and it seemed to be the consensus of everyone that there was nothing earth-shattering in this. And I want to mention the Orlando Sentinel. I was surfing this morning. Did you folks happen to notice the two-page article about Jose Baez?
No.
It's on there about he was rejected by the Florida Bar Association.
Yes, I read that this morning.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I didn't know this stuff. And they're going to have another follow-up piece tomorrow. And
Read it all, to be honest. I won't lie. I didn't read it all because I have a hard time stomaching anything about the man.
Well, he apparently wasn't paying. I guess you got to take it for whatever it's worth. But he's his background and the reason they rejected his letting him practice in the state was he opened apparently two bikini companies and he served as a paralegal when he was denied admission to the bar. He served as a paralegal for the public defender's office, and then he had some issues. He wasn't, according to the article, he wasn't paying child support, and that was an issue. And he was financially irresponsible, and he was spending money that he didn't have, supposedly, while he had debts. I mean, they had several reasons, and a lot of them were financially based, where they wouldn't allow him to practice.
I also read somewhere, I forgot where I read it at, but somebody said that he had always also been behind on his child support payments.
Yeah, up to $12,000
a month.
Yes.
And it went up to, like, what, $12,000?
$12,000 was the tops that they reported.
Yeah. And he claimed that they settled. In other words, I mean, to me, that would automatically say that he didn't ever really pay it, that he just settled with his ex-wife on it.
For whatever.
We have someone coming in from area code 308. Hello, what's your name and what's your question for us?
Don't worry, I'm watching a basketball this time. How are you guys?
Oh, it's Brian. Hi, Brian.
I just wanted to point out some things. They still have Kaylee's hair in her trunk, the smell of death from her trunk.
Not only that,
the bag that they found Kaylee in, their blanket that was from the house, the duct tape. How is it over?
Blood of a mom, you know, it all goes together.
Yeah, well, they still got all that. They got the laundry bag. You know, like I said, they still have a lot more stuff that can tie her into this. Just because, and like I said, too, what they saying with the shoes, that there was no mud found on, matching from where the baby was found. That area was flooded. All that dirt from that marsh came in and put it on top of what was there before the water came in. So that doesn't mean anything either. Just because the shoes don't match the mud on it doesn't mean that she wasn't there.
The soil samples could have changed. That place was underwater for over 2.5 months.
That's what I'm saying.
Cindy and George clean them shoes.
What, Pickles? I couldn't hear you.
Cindy and George probably clean the shoes.
Well, I guess they must have had some traces of mud for them to match or try to match. I don't know, but... Like I said, though, that was underwater all that time. And if you live in the South, like I do, and you've been through hurricanes and floods and all that, when the areas flood, it brings in that water from the marshland. I mean, I've got a lot of swampland around me. And when it floods, it brings it in. And, I mean, when the water goes back out, it just leaves the mud on top of the old dirt. It doesn't wash back out with it. So... this is new dirt on top of the water that was after, apparently, the baby was there.
Another big point is who had her car besides her? Who had her car besides her? She would have to know this person.
Nobody claimed that other people drove it, but I haven't heard any reports of anybody.
Yeah. Who's going to drive that car? It smells like death.
Right.
And why wouldn't she alert? Go ahead. Well, why didn't she alert cops after the fact if she knew her daughter was missing, after she let that person borrow her car, which her daughter was in that car because the evidence shows it?
Right.
Because that's not what happened.
Right. I want to jump in here, and I want to go back to Denny. We were talking about the disappointing release of evidence. Now, I, unlike you, did actually plow through the entire horrible mess, and I discovered it wasn't so much what was in there as what wasn't in there that was interesting. There is a two-page memo regarding cell phone analysis, and it just states that the following cell phones were examined using some forensic tools. And cell phones do tell a very interesting story. There is no follow-up to this memo, though, only that some of the cell phones did indeed contain data. That bothers me. Where's the follow-up? Where's the analysis? What is this data? The other thing that bothered me is that there is an entire document, and I do mean entire, that has been redacted. Now, they haven't done a great job of redacting the document in that they've left the margins, and it's clearly... an investigation, a transcript of a conversation. Who was it with? What was it about? Any thoughts?
Yes. I wish they wouldn't have redacted it. For one thing, it would be nice to know who this was. Now, I'm wondering this, and I don't know the answer, Simon, but I'm assuming that the prosecution must have gotten authorization or could legally redact this and still supply whatever they did to Baez and to meet their discovery requirements. You know, the question I got, I guess, is was there something in there that was that damaging to someone that they can't, you know, I'm wondering why they had to redact virtually the whole document.
It wasn't virtually, it was the whole document.
So
I mean, the only evidence that it exists is the fact that there are line numbers in the left-hand margin, which makes it in the same format as all of the transcripted discussions that the cops have had with people. I mean, I've seen documents redacted heavily, but it's rare that, you know, they redact the entire thing.
Yeah, that is odd. I'm not an expert on that, but I've looked at documents in my day, and to have an entire document redacted is a little bit, makes you wonder, certainly.
Yeah. Okay, we have another caller on the line, someone coming in from 307. Hello, area code 307. What's your name and what's your question for us? Well, I guess 307 doesn't want to talk to us. So back to these documents. The evidence is not great, and it looks real flimsy for a death penalty deal. I mean, where's the smoking gun? Someone tell me where this smoking gun is. What can it be?
It could be the cell phone records that they haven't released yet. I mean,
and the fact that there's no nanny?
Do what?
And the fact that there's no nanny?
They might not.
I mean, if there's no nanny, that just leaves her, don't it?
Well, that's what the thing is, though. She does tend, they tend to lean towards like Amy or Jesse or somebody else. She's gonna, if they prove that there's no nanny, they're gonna come up with somebody else because they're gonna pin this on or try to pin this on somebody else.
Okay,
but then won't they have to try to prove motive for that?
Well, I mean, what motive could a nanny have to do with
it? Or of all people, Jesse.
Ooh, that's going to be a real stretch. We have another caller on the line. Someone coming in from the 516 area code. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, everybody. It's Diane again.
Hi, Diane.
The redacted pages, I had seen on the bottom of two of them, there was a one-page with Richardson and several pages of Tammy Unger, the other detective. We've seen both of those before. And the last time they were released, there was a whole big to-do, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Because they weren't supposed to release it because that was all to do with the videotape of her, that, you know, with her reaction.
Oh.
So those, I saw the names on the bottom of those pages.
So that might be the reports from when she got the news about the body being found.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, that would make sense.
I just wanted to let you guys know I did see that on, you know, on the internet, so I saw the names myself.
Thank you very much. That clears that up.
They don't have to prove motive anyway. They didn't prove it with what was Scott Peterson's motive. They didn't even have time of death. They didn't have a, you know, how she died, and what makes this case that they have to have every little thing? Because everybody wants, you know.
I'd like to know the answer to that one myself. What makes them so special that they think that they can have things their way and not the way it's supposed to be?
Like everything's supposed to be different for this case.
Right. They expect a special treatment out of it, and I don't see why we would have to.
Denny, I want to come back to you and this death penalty issue, right? You're the guy that that knows crime better than anyone. And I don't mean that in a bad way. But, I mean, don't you think that what we've seen so far is a bit flimsy to get the death penalty? I mean, there's lots of lovely evidence, but it's all circumstantial. I mean, can they make it stick?
I believe they can, Simon. I'll tell you, I've never lived in Orlando. I've never even been there, so I don't know the Orange County Sheriff's Department by any personal experience or the prosecution team, but I'm assuming that they're professionals. I'm assuming they know what they're doing. And I can't believe, I think it was Dan that said a few minutes ago, I can't believe they would prosecute and put the death penalty back on the table after having removed it if they didn't have something. I just find it incredible. And that, you know, they don't want to make fools of themselves over this thing. So my hunch is, my hope is that they've got something. They're releasing what they have to release to comply with the discovery requirements. But I think they're holding a lot of stuff back that they are not required to give. And maybe their interpretation of what some of these documents mean has not been disclosed. You know, their theory of what actually happened and why may not be out. That's my belief and my hope.
Right. I do have some information about our two missing guests. Yes. Apparently, they are having some technical problems, and I'll give a subtle hint to one of our panelists. Maybe you could chase them up and see how they're doing. Subtle.
You want me to do that now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was really subtle.
I'll be back. I love everybody.
My pickle.
Simon.
Yes.
I'm on that article in the Orlando Sentinel page. I just wanted to read you, if I could, a couple of real quick paragraphs. Turned down by the bar, Baez started a series of businesses. They included Bon Bon Bikinis and BrazilianBikinis.com, the sell bathing suits, corporate record show. He also applied for a real estate license and created two companies selling computer know-how, LawStudentWebsites.com and Lawyer Concepts. So he was a busy guy while he was waiting for his, I guess apparently once you're rejected, you can reapply in 2 years. So he kept himself active with different things during that two-year period.
And what better thing than selling bikinis?
Absolutely.
Oh, God. Only Simon would come up with that one.
I mean, that was going to be my plan if things didn't work out, you know, as a writer. Yeah, sell bikinis.
It seems like a natural, right?
It does. And well, once again, I want to mention to our listeners that if you want to call in and give us your thoughts, our call-in number is area code 646-378-1120. So get those digits dialing. So what else happened this week? And every time So what else happened this week? And every time I say that, another caller dials in.
Yeah, it's just me.
Oh, it's just you. you don't count.
They had the area code backwards. They've been calling 464.
Oh, okay. We
hope they should be calling in right now.
We'll be following. So we might have the mystery solved.
Thank you, Pickles.
Right. So what else happened this week in the Anthony case? Anyone got any other updates?
Has he been puking anymore? Has he been puking yet?
I can't. Puking.
Oh,
hello, TJ.
Ah, TJ, just the man. How's it going?
I've had better days. Simon, you need a new secretary. The right area code would have been fine.
Uh-oh.
Somebody's calling you, too. It'll be a 954 number popping up on your screen here in a little bit.
And here he is.
Bring him on in.
I am doing just that. This must be the infamous William Cobra Storbs.
It is. Simon, how are you?
I'm doing very well indeed, and it is a great, great pleasure to get to talk to you. So
I'm honored.
You're honored. You don't know me.
You got a cool-sounding voice.
He doesn't know it very well.
Okay. Let's, since we have our two very, very special guests on, let's move on to the Haley Cummings case. TJ, why don't you give us a quick thumbnail update of what's going on?
Well, so far we've had a lot of peripheral players starting to make some motion, and we believe that a lot of these associates of Misty and Ron Cummings will eventually lead us to where Haley is. And the belief right now by many people, including law enforcement, private investigators alike, is that Haley is alive, very much alive. And through these associations and a few of these various characters and examining many of these shared behaviors, we believe that we're going to peel back everything that needs to be peeled back, expose it into the bright light of sunshine, and we will find that little girl. That's pretty much where we are right now. We've seen a lot of behavior and misbehavior on some peripheral players, but that misbehavior has caused some other players another layer deep to somewhat surface, and we're keeping close tabs on a lot of things. Actually, I'm just reporting what's going on because I only see a fraction first half. Our esteemed colleague, Mr. William Cobra Storbs, is the guy who sees everything on the ground, in the air, and all about. I just merely report. I'm just a guy with a pencil in my hand and a microphone on occasion.
Pickles, I know that you've been following this case very closely, and I'm sure that you have a question or two for Mr. Cobra.
Well, now you're making me blush, Sir Simon.
You're going to have me talking like that. Bloody right in a minute.
No, my first question. You'll have to excuse me. I'm losing my voice. How does Ronald fit into the mix at this stage of the game?
How does Ronald fit into the mix? Besides being the father and besides being a feller can't seem to keep his story straight and everything else? Good question.
You just got a call from him, didn't you, Cobra?
Yeah. She did what?
I said you just recently had he contacted you, tried to contact you, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Spoken to him.
You just talked to him too, Pickles?
No, I was going to ask if you did.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had lawyered up on me. I asked to revisit the crime scene, and he was cool with that. And then somewhere in the conversation, he decided he wasn't cool with that, and he lawyered up. And he flipped his lawyer card on me, and I said, well, I would feel that the father, such as yourself, would be anxious was the word, to find your child. And rather than lawyer up to the only guy that doesn't have a dog in this race whatsoever, just trying to find your child. And, you know, I'm not used to that type of stuff. I don't know what that really means, but I will follow your advice and never have contact with you again. So the other night, about three, four nights ago, in the midnight hour, you know, that's when people's have started to have nightmares, I guess. He had seen something flashing through his windows, and he wanted to call the police. But he didn't want to be charged with making a false police report. So of all the people in the world that he could reach out to contact to see who could help him, he calls me. But we had several conversations over a period of 15 minutes or so, and the last thing that he asked me And I probably offended him because he said to me, when you find my daughter, will you call me? And I said, oh, I won't promise to call right away. It'll be at least an hour or so. And he kind of paused for a second. I said, because I'm going to be busy getting those little hugs and kisses. You know, I kind of, you know, like I'm interested in finding a child and, you know, getting some, you know, love around the neck type of thing. And he's more interested, in my opinion, in going out and getting married to a girl who allegedly, my opinion, caused all this stuff to happen. So I don't know. This is a strange thinking. Simon, this would be something that would baffle your folks for a long time because I've never seen strange thinking like this before.
Oh, the case is so bizarre. I mean, there's more twists and turns than an alpine switchback.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed with the talking heads of the world, the, you know, not to make any names, but I'm disappointed in the Nancy Graces and the Jane Velez Mitchells and those folks. I feel that this is a missing child. We cannot find this child yet. We've been thwarted in every direction we go. The pressure is tried to be applied by locals. In fact, I just got off the phone with TJ a few minutes ago, and in fact, yet another bondsman is coming out to say that I shouldn't be here and no one else should be involved in this. This is a case where the police need to prosecute. Well, first you got to find who the hell to prosecute. That's number one. And this friggin' idiot, you know, I'm thinking like this. If you can't offer something, I mean, cook beans, make aprons, do something in your power rather than just sit back and, well, I wouldn't do it that way. That's not what I would do.
Right.
Well, you know, and that's really just, you know, there's guys like, you know, I don't want to say I'm too much of myself and toot my whistle, but guys like TJ, there's a lot on the line, you know, with the families and you're involved too much in this case. My own children said, Dad, you know, if it was one of us, what would, you know, would you be doing like this, you know? And you take such ridicule from folks. And if you can't come up with all the answers immediately, of course, you're an idiot, you know? But no one seems, you know, for the mass majority. And the reason I'm upset with all these talk shows, most of those children that we're seeing about, and there's an epidemic, I believe, because of the ones that are not reported, but the little black guy, he gets reported for a little bit. The little girl, she's reported. That child's already found. She's dead. This other child is found. She's dead. Let's find this one before this one becomes dead, and let's get it in the media, and let's get some attention and bring everything to bear on Satsuma, Palatka, Florida. Everybody, let's check everybody's motives. Let's check everything. Let's find where this child is. Let's keep it out there. Keep it out there. Because when it's out there, and TJ can tell you this, when it's the hot, when there's something new just popped off hot, or they decide to mention it on the 6 o'clock news or something, all of a sudden for the next 12 to 24 hours, the screens are lit up and people are, wow, I didn't know that. You know how many people in America do not even know this child's missing? I mean, there's people in this county, there's people that I've contacted in this county that don't know this child's missing. Now, where have we failed?
Okay, here's the problem I have, and I agree 100% with what you're saying. I was on Google earlier on today, looking around to see if there was anything new. And I'll tell you what, there are only two organizations that are covering this story. There's TJ on Sky 97.3, and there's us here at BNN. Everyone else has just gone,
There may be one other one. I'll speak up. There's one other one. That's Art Harris. He has tried to stay in it. I mean, he's kind of like we are. He doesn't have a lot of wherewithal. He's not working for anybody per se, and he's trying to keep media attention on it the best that he can as a sole operator. I would give him kudos too, you know, along with Art and of course you guys over there. But other than that, show me something else. There's nothing.
Are the police helping you with this? Do they believe you? I mean, because I think what you're doing is great.
Well, there's police. I mean, you have to understand when we're talking about police, there's a lot of officers that are in Palatka in Putnam County, and the main ones, not all the officers in Putnam County are looking for this little girl. They happen to run across her or something, but they're not actively involved in the investigation. Those officers that are actively involved in the investigation, I try to give them as much information as I can. Of course, that's a one-way street. it's even difficult sometimes to get back in intel as far as a lead that I couldn't financially check out. There was a sighting here or a sighting there. I mean, typically when I'm doing a fugitive case, we're funded, and we go to different states and different places, and we check those things out and get our guy. But in this case here, I'm the boss, and I don't have that type of funding. I have borrowed money, like I said to TJ, he can verify this. I've borrowed roughly $30,000 to $35,000 to date, and the return back from all the listeners and everybody else has been $385. And there may be something that came in today's mail or something like that. But, I mean, it's, you know, and I'm not complaining. The $5 is $5. But the thing of it is how long, and I was telling TJ, I don't know how long I would be able to stay in it. Now, there's also haters in the town that, you know, I also wear two hats. I'm also a bondsman. So I have signed on bond for folks that, you know, I felt relative to the case that had information that they weren't sharing with law enforcement. And, of course, that has sparked a big controversy with the bondsman saying, you've got no business in this case. And I'm saying, listen, I'm not trying to take your business. I never wrote a bail bond piece in my life, but I have caught 8,000 fugitives, of which 199 child molesters, two murderers, and one terrorist. So I'm cleaning up the other side of it. And when I got into the business, I have the ability to do both, but I've chosen to look out after other people's liabilities when the people can't find their way back to court, or they decide just to go run off and somebody's go fetch them. You know, otherwise the bondsman loses that money, whatever it may be, if he's not properly protected, and most of them are not.
Cobra, I know yes. that you're financing this investigation out of your own pocket.
Yes, sir.
How can people contribute?
They could go to any SunTrust bank and make a deposit to Case Closed Incorporated under my name, William Staubs, Staubs. Or they could simply give me an encouraging letter, tuck in a couple of dollars, and send that to Case Closed, Post Office Box 267-967, Weston, Florida, WSTON, Weston, Florida, 33326.
Okay.
And then if somebody decides to do that through the mail, tell them don't just put in a money order or a check. Tell me, you know, how they came to hear about the case and what they feel. And if they had suggestions or, you know, there's one thing is the money, Simon. The other thing is the drive. And every day I get up, I try to re-edify it and, you know, get it right up on the front page. And it's hard sometimes, brother, to get up and go through the same stuff every day, the same bunch of liars and everything else. And you know, there's folks, Simon, that know exactly what happened here. And why they won't come forward and say is beyond me.
I heard a rumor. And
I'm sorry?
I heard a rumor. It's nothing more than a rumor that you're not getting along or you're not getting a great deal of cooperation with law enforcement.
Well, part of that rumor is this. I don't think that some of the folks – now, this is not law enforcement on the whole. There are three people that I would take my hat off to. Jeff Hardy is one of them. Captain Dominic Pacello is number two, and Peggy Cohn would be number three. Those officers there have talked to and met with on umpteen situations, and they've treated me professionally and everything else. Now, there are some officers that are not involved directly, because now it's down to what I would call a skeleton crew, if you will, of detectives that are trying to – I mean, because – This thing with folks lying and doing things has cost the county so much money. I mean, my God, if they could just keep going around in circles. So there are those out there with other interests, and I think they're being fueled by some bondsmen's that are trying to say they don't understand which hat I'm wearing. Well, I'm wearing a private investigation hat, which I do part of the day, and then sometimes I take that off and I have to get the bail bondsman on, and I'm serving the warrants. And in serving the warrants, I mean, that's pretty serious. That's, you know, you could go to the YouTube and check out a couple of the YouTubes that are out there, and you'd say, yeah, that's pretty serious. So when people see that, you know, when people see that, Simon, you know, they think that I'm some out-of-towner sticking my nose into it. You have to keep in mind one thing. I was not even involved in the case whatsoever until I got a call from Richard Grun. He is the father of Jesse Grun, who is in Orlando, and of course, through all the trials and tribulations he's going through, being his son dated that Casey girl, he is being set up for the murder of this child, which we all know that's not.
Uh-huh.
And I represent Richard. You know, he's a pastor. I represent a lot of pastors in there, and anytime they need private investigation work type of thing. So he asked me to come up here for a couple of days. He asked me what I was doing. He pretty much knows what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis because it's fun and thrilling for him. How many did you catch today? Oh, I caught two. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like I'm going fishing, you know. So he was really like that, and he asked me to come to this town, and he said, would you do me a favor? It was on a Wednesday, the 11th of March. Come up here and check it out. And I told my girlfriend I'd be back by the weekend, and then something happened. 26 days later, I finally showed back up to my place with the grass growing, you know, past, you know, the cards and letters from everybody saying, need to mow your grass, you know, and do certain things. So, you know, I had to get my life back in together. I took about 2 weeks. I caught some fugitives that were loose out on bond down in the Miami area, and it gave me some more funding money to come back. And tomorrow being Monday, probably tomorrow I'll be back in Miami for 1 or 2 days. I have also investigators, you know, spotting for me. Did you hear from this? Yeah, we know where he's at. Come on down. Let's go ahead. So we set up for an early morning raid on somebody for Tuesday morning, which is thrilling because now all of a sudden it's like I can get rid of all the aggressions of the attacks that have been pushed on me up here because, and most of them up here are just haters. I guess folks that are either loving one side or the other, and I didn't choose sides. I didn't go down sides on either side of this family. I mean, the child's missing. There's an abductor loose in Putnam County, and there may be more than one abductor. There's a whole bunch of stuff that pops off up here, and my hat's off to this new sheriff who's recently came into office and suffered this thing. In fact, I know people that know him from when he was back in Broward County up underneath the old Nick Navarro sheriff who we had there, which was a, you know, controversial situation, but a great guy. And this Jeff Hardy, I just feel very bad for Jeff Hardy, and I would do whatever it could take for an old friend to help him any way I could. And if they came to me and said, hey, you're messing us up, go home, then I'd go home. I've not been told that except by the haters, you know, people who misconstrue their facts and don't do their investigations properly or listen to the whims of the locals who, you know, of course, live here and somewhat aid the society. I don't know how much, but, a local boy is going to get a little more attention than an out-of-towner guy.
Okay, I've got an absolute swash of callers here.
Well, I don't want you to put that room open.
I'm catching a mixed message there on you, Simon. I'm hearing Simon, I'm hearing Pickles, and I'm hearing Hart, and I'm hearing a couple of you having conversations at the same time.
Yeah, we've got an absolutely crammed switchboard. So let's rattle through a couple of callers. We have someone coming in from 309. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Well, this is Catfish, but I hadn't planned on speaking. I was just listening because I'm having computer problems.
Okay.
But
listen,
since I'm here,
okay.
I will ask a question. That was probably me you heard talking. Why is it, I mean, can you tell us why you think that Haley is alive?
Well, I say this, and I have to be maintained by one thing. Until somebody can hand me that body, until I see that body, I have to motivate myself every day to look for something that's already dead and gone or lost in that respect. I wouldn't have the motivation that I have. You know, I'd be beaten down.
You know,
but I don't see anything.
I
do too.
That, you know.
I do too. I do too.
I didn't know if there was any certain thing that was, because the police have also made that statement. And if there was something going on that was leading people to believe that other than, you know, motivation.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, just on the, if I knew nothing about the case and I just looked at it at a catbird seat, it seemed that when it first broke loose that Ronald Cummings was extremely heart-sorrowed that his child was missing. Of course, the 911 tapes kind of contradict that just slightly. That's not the behavior that I would think that I would be doing. Of course, nobody knows. But we set that aside, and then we watch the day-to-day movements. I'm out here spending money, borrowing money, selling what I need to do, whatever I need to do to fund what I have funded. This guy never once offered to buy anyone a tank of gas, buy him a hot meal, hey, man, you know, like the other day, my tire went out of my truck. You know, nobody does that. But at the same time, he's buying wedding rings. He's getting married. He's buying alleged now. I didn't see him buy the dope, but I heard that he's buying the dope. I do know that he bought tattoos, one on each side of his leg. And, you know, just all these different things, gambling, going to the fair. I'm out in the mud hunting. I fell in the black mud the second day here, almost lost my life. And thank God that I, you know, because there's some dangerous areas out here. It's quicksand, stuff like that, but it's black mud. You can go way down. You know, they've lost bulldozers out here. So I go to Ronald. I mean, he does not – I have five children. If one of my kids was missing, I could not eat. I could not sleep. I would be like I am now. And the only reason I got involved in this thing, like I said, is because somebody, a man of God, said, listen, seems like nobody cares. And he knows I would, so he put the right one on it. It's just you got to be careful when somebody asks you to do something and you wholeheartedly dive into it. And I don't feel like doing a half-assed job. So if, the only way I can break free is if Richard Grund says, listen, you went well above and beyond the call of what I asked you to do. I release you. Come home. I don't know if I could still, but at least it would be a little more feasible swallowed, you know. I could probably do it a little easier.
Well, I'll back off to listening again, but I just that was the one thing that was popping in my head. Is
well,
I've heard
ma'am, it looks like a duck. If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, I say it's a duck.
Yeah.
And if listen, if I was Haley and I was 5 years old and I was lost, I would want somebody like Cobra looking for me rather than I would my own dad, because my own dad ain't even trying, in my opinion.
I agree.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go to area code 850. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, my name is Princess.
Hi, Princess.
And my question is this. Has Cobra ever considered that the law enforcement might be dirty as well, because the whole entire community is dirty? That's why there's been no more progression with the case from law enforcement.
I have to tell you this. Well, now for me, no, and I'm going to tell you why. Number one, I represent 6,000-plus officers as a PBA investigator for Broward County. Anytime an officer gets in trouble, and there are some officers that are not worthy of the badge, I have not seen anyone here in this county that I would say is not worthy of their badge. So, therefore, I would say that some of these men and women that are working this case are suffering emotional things in their life, just like TJ is, just like I am, just like anybody else is. And I happen to run across somebody, and it would take a lot of officers to be dirty to cover up this multitude. There's a major effort going on by FDLE, FBI, Putnam County Sheriff's, Palatka PD. I haven't found anybody, and I will tell you this, if I did find somebody, I will bring them out on the red carpet, but I have not seen that. These people here, it's rough. It's rough because there's a lot of rampant crime here, and there's a lot of different things going on, and, you know, of course, people are deep-rooted in the community, and the biggest problem is the now mother or stepmother and the father not telling the truth about stuff.
Okay.
I just want to give you my support, Cobra. I follow you every day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we have someone that's playing a radio in the background. Stop it. Okay. We
I didn't know it was on the radio. I figured we were just talking among our private little friends here.
Okay, let's move on to our next caller. We have someone from area code 707. That's a
great area code, 707.
707,
yeah,
okay.
California. I want to tell Cobra that I really think that what you're doing is a really great thing. It's good to see somebody helping. But I have to wonder, do you regret getting involved in this case? Because it seems like you're just fighting with all these people all the time.
Shit.
You don't want to help.
You know, you happen to do what I was afraid. I told TJ Hart, what if somebody says this question right here? I said, the only question I'm not prepared to answer is that one. And I'd have to tell you that after soul searching on it a lot, no, by God, and my freedoms have been at risk on this case as well, because people have lied on me and said I've done certain things, that I've tampered with this and I've tampered with that. And I assure you, I've been 30 years in the business. I didn't pick Putnam County as a place that I wanted to reside inside the bar house. So I'm not regretting that I got into it, because I think that if somebody asks you to do something and it's in your ability to do it, then you best step up and do it. And had you not, then you'd be a less person in my eyes. But it's kind of like grabbing hold of the plow, you know, and plowing on. And, you know, the thing of it is it's been very trying, but every time I've met with obstacles, there's been someone or something that's popped off and actually re-straightened that path. And, you know, if it was my daughter and somebody, and I didn't have the ability, I had a broken back, broken leg or something, I was laid up or I was incarcerated and I had no way to hunt for my daughter and there was somebody willing to hunt for my daughter, I wouldn't want them to quit. You know, I wouldn't want them to say, you know, I wish the hell I'd never got involved in it. I've never said that, but I've said, you know, God, what are you doing here? You know, what are you doing? What are you doing every time I turn around? I think that I'm trying to do something good, and next thing I know is one of these jealous haters, and that's what I call them, just haters. They have nothing to do but bitch and moan and complain, and that's what they want to do, and that's what they've always done. They're going to do it. So here we go.
Okay. So you think all these lies have corrupted this investigation? Is ever all the parents have lied and everything?
I wouldn't say that folks are lying. I would have to know a lot more specific. But as we've heard 911 tapes, and as we've heard certain answers, and as we've seen Art Harris in a direct interview, and you've seen my direct interviews, they're none of them the same. The times changed. This changed. That changed. You know, you can tell the truth 100 times, and you'll tell it 100 times correctly. You cannot tell a lie 3 times straight. You won't. It's just humanly impossible unless you're good. And these folks, you know, consider the education levels, they're not very good. They're not very good at lying. The country sees through this mess of crap here, and it's just a matter of time before they stop. And if they stop, and if they're really concerned about finding this child, then they'll say, listen, Ronald would yoke Misty and bring her down there and say, now listen, for the last time, I want you to tell the truth properly and exactly in order. Unless there was something barring her memory, such as medications, either prescribed or self-prescribed, and I'm leaning towards that.
Okay, I need to break in for just a second here, folks. All right, someone is listening to the show on their computer speakers while they're on the phone. Can you please stop it? It's creating an insane echo.
Simon, are you related to that Simon on the TV show America's Most Wanted? No, that's not it. What is that? You don't sound like that guy. You know.
Actually, I have been accused of sounding like Richard.
Sorry.
Something or other. The
you got to be from the same country as he is. I'm a hillbilly, so when I hear someone speak with an accent such as yours, I know you're all family members or something.
Right. No, I've been accused of being the guy that does lifestyles of the rich and famous.
That sounds like you do.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. Coming in from area code 443. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, my name is Nicole. I'm calling from Maryland. And my question to Cobra is, well, first of all, I completely honor what you do. I've been following the story really close. I blog on ourairs.com daily. My question is, do you feel like Ron is directly involved or just knows a little bit more? Because I saw an interview on Greta like a couple of days after they had their polygraph test, and he was like so irritated when Misty wasn't able to follow the lies, I guess, that they had put together.
Yeah.
Well, my personal opinion, and that's all that I can go on this one, nobody who has sat down to supper with somebody else like me, Ron and I sat down to supper, and I explained to Ron, you know, how important it was for me to go back into the crime scene and go through it. That's how I've caught a lot of people, by going back to their house and seeing what they did. The bomber up in Tennessee, the guy was going to blow up the military base, allegedly, him. The only way I saw that, I went all over the United States. When I went back to the actual scene, then I was able to put it together. So the answer to that is people, places, the things they do, and the times they do it. That's how it fits for me. And Ronald Cummings is not doing what he should, as I believe, as a father, to locate his child. I just don't believe it.
I agree. And again, before you go off, could you give the address again for donations?
You go by any SunTrust bank and make a deposit into Case Closed Incorporated and use my name, William Staubs. You don't need an account number or nothing. Any SunTrust will do that. Or you can simply mail your card and letter to case closed, post office box 267-967, Weston, Florida, WSTON, Florida, 33326.
Thank you so much.
Share your views with me, too. Share, you know, I've operated about 305 leads, and, you know, people send in some things, and I'll tell you what, there's no crazy thinking in this. It's, you know, some people know, and I'm hoping for that one little piece to connect the dots and turn the case. And I'm not trying to solve the case. I just want to let you know that. I'm not trying to solve it. I'm trying to give the information to law enforcement. They've been at it the hardest, the longest, and everything else, and as long as the child is found.
TJ, let me
ask
you a question. I'm not on the ground there. I just go by what I read. It seems to me that Crystal's health is deteriorating at a horrible rate. What's your thoughts on her?
Well, Crystal is basically just suffering from a great deal of exhaustion and fatigue due to stress. You know, that's what she'll tell you, and that's what her doctors will tell you, and that's what her mind if I say it, damn straight attorney will tell you too. The woman is stressed out, and you know, she's not getting any sleep. She's also, you know, has other children that she's taking care of as well, and a household to maintain. And also, she's running the Haley Bug Center, and she's taking on way too many hours, way too many responsibilities, all because she's very worried about her child. Physically, she can't go out and search and do the things that she wants to do, but she's got a lot of family members who are helping out in that regard. I do want to point out something about the stepmom here, and Cobra, you just jump in and tackle my fat butt if you think I'm going over it too much. This woman is off the chain. She's been making a lot of entries on her MySpace pages, and she's been active in the community, as one would say, and that's about all the farther I can go. And I'm not talking about going to the PTA.
But you would expect a mother of a missing child to act like that, and, I mean, it's sad, but it is going to be stressful for a mother like that.
Yeah.
And you don't know where your child is. I can't imagine how it would feel.
I can't imagine it either. Her face turns gray, it turns yellow. Sometimes she gets pink back in her face, and the next thing you know, she's having a seizure and falling down. It's crazy.
If I was going to jump on you, TJ, the only thing I would say is this. There's some folks out there right now that are scared. They're involved in this case. They don't know what to do, and I've made this suggestion many times. Whatever county, whatever state that you find yourself in, go to the nearest fire department and turn the child in, knock on the door, and haul ass. Haul ass. And the thing of it is I promise you that I will not try to find you. I don't care. I just want the child brought back. Drop it at any fire department, any place that receives safe kids. Bang on the door, haul ass, leave the child there. The police and the fire department and those folks know exactly what to do. I know that you're out there. I know that you're listening, and I know that you're scared, and that's the only way that the plug's going to pull, and a lot of folks ain't going to end up in jail. I'm going to stop looking at that point, and I don't think that law enforcement will have the funds to continue, and that's the best that I could offer you. I mean, there are some immunities in place for your involvement, and this has been stressed by law enforcement, and I can tell you this, that I'm a good mediator, and if they've said it, I'm going to hold them to it. Just get the child to your local fire department, wherever you're at. Bang the door and haul ass. You don't need to stick around there and ask a bunch of questions. Go. The person that ended up with the child was not the one who dreamed this shit up.
Right. Pickles.
Yes.
Are you still there?
I am. I'm actually here still. I almost hung up on all you guys. It's because you guys are out.
Okay. I'm sure you have another question for Cobra or TJ. Fire away.
Okay. I think maybe I might. So, yeah. Do you think that the local criminals will be able to find Haley faster than law enforcement?
I would tell you this. Well, that's a loaded question. I knew it was going to be loaded because it was premised by Simon there saying, Pickles, I'm sure you have another question for these guys. Let's put it this way. Yeah, there are folks that will talk to that element and to private sector folks such as myself a lot faster than they'll talk to law enforcement for the simple reason they've been involved in dirty schemes and stuff. And there are members of law enforcement that probably haven't been honest with them in their past fixes and, you know, the little messes they were in. But the criminal element, I don't depend on them too much for the simple reason that the criminal element that we run into here are not in their right mind. In fact, I've run into rocks that have more IQ. So, you know, drugs mess up folks. And there's a lot of drug activity. And a lot of these girls, Nene and the ones that all admitted it, they do so many damn drugs, man. I don't know if they know. You know, sometimes people drink. It used to be back in the day that folks would drink to get rid of their sorrows. And I think they'd do the pills. And if we ever ran out of pills around here, there would probably be some folks screaming and telling you right where Haley was today.
Oh, okay, wow. On the subject of drugs, it was a while back, but they released Ronald Cummings' rap sheet.
Yes.
And the guy, I mean, he's slipperier than Teflon. I mean,
yeah.
He's been accused of, you know, cocaine, marijuana, you name it. Nothing has stuck.
I'll tell you how you get your answers to all that stuff, is if you can find out the arresting officers and they were willing to talk. I'm sure that there's been different arresting officers in all those cases. And, of course, there's lawyers out here that, you know, can argue just pretty well that they could get them off. I don't know, other than talking to folks to say, hey, you were on that bus. What did you see? You know, I know how it gets, you know, maybe they didn't do their thing right or didn't do this. I don't know the outcome of these past cases. I know what's going to be the outcome of this case. There's going to be somebody. I just pray, Simon, here's what I pray. I pray that some young girl, you know, Misty's a young girl, I just pray that some young girl, such as Misty, is not going to end up like the one in California and like the one in Orlando, because there's going to be three of them with needles stuck in their arm, sitting there waiting for that last drop to go in, and that's the end of it. And I just pray that this case doesn't end up like that. There's already two other cases out there that if they do the right thing, they both get the needle, because you can't release them back into society. You've killed it. You've shed innocent blood, brother. Once you shed innocent blood or you do that, and I don't know how high it goes for kidnapping in this type of situation, but that needle would straighten me out. You know what I mean? That would scare me into telling you the truth today. Because these folks will turn, listen, they will turn on each other in a minute. Right now there's honor among thieves, such the old saying goes. Pretty soon there won't be any honor among these band of thieves here. Somebody will start saying, pointing fingers, and it'll happen overnight, and the next thing you know, somebody who really wasn't supposed to be sitting down there is going to be sitting down there, and it's all going to be dumped in their lap. They only got a few days or a few seconds of time here to go ahead, tell the proper story, say exactly where you were, exactly what you were doing, and then law enforcement can go ahead and finish that time scale, because that's what's holding the damn thing up.
I'm on the call, honey.
Okay. We have someone.
Is that your wife, Babbitt?
No.
Okay.
We have someone coming in from, I think, Skype. If you can just hold your horses, we will get to you very shortly. Denny, I want to come back to you. I'm sure you have a question for either TJ or Cobra.
Yes, I was wondering, are you aware are there some psychics trying to get involved with this case, or anybody along that line looking for to either help or asking for reward money, and if they would qualify for reward money if they...
Let me tell you something, brother. Let me just shoot you right in the foot right there. There's been an overabundance of psychics in the case. The prophet is worthy of his prophecy. I haven't seen any of the prophecies true yet. There are those out there that help law enforcement. I don't just subscribe to them, but I want to tell you something. I'm not in it for the reward. My fee has passed by the reward. The reward would break me even, and so what I do it for. As far as anybody asking for a reward, I should be able to walk up to you if you had information, and you should be able to give it to me freely. If this was your child, how would you want it to be done? What if there was no reward? What if all of a sudden the people were broke and they didn't have nothing? They're like these people are here. They can't afford a private investigator. They can't afford a guy such as myself. So, okay, well, shit, I can't give you the information because there's no reward. I mean, the whole reward process is, I just don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. I think that if a child is missing, by God, tell where the child is. Stop effing around with it and get it done. And if a few dollars, I mean, I told somebody the other day, listen, if I have to go get a, if you know where the child is and I have to give you $100,000, I'll go get the money for you, brother. I'll go get it. What is she worth? This, we'll work something out. You need to have money that bad. We'll figure it out for you some kind of way. Just get, you know, do the righteous thing. Do the human thing. The human thing. Just give the child up. Tell what you know. And people are being scared. Hey, listen, I've been threatened. I've been threatened so many times, get the hell out of here. You don't know what you're messing with. You know, I have no beef with nobody here about their dope, about their whatever it is that they do. The only thing that I'm trying to do is find a child that I was asked by a man of God to do, and that's it. I don't have any other business here. None.
Okay, but let's go on to our person coming in from the mysterious 111 area code, which I do believe is probably Skype.
That's the FBI.
Yes, the FBI. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hello, me?
Whoever's 111.
Okay. What 111?
Just scared them. They said, "Oh damn, Cobra knows that 111 is the FBI code." Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to mess you up out there.
Okay, last chance. 111, talk to us. No, they apparently don't want to talk to us.
Mm.
Cobra,
yes,
we're rapidly running out of time. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
I would just say that if you're a praying person, continue to pray. If you're a person that can apply pressure, pressure breaks pipes. Do whatever it is that you feel in your heart to be done for the safe return of Haley. And let me also say this. We don't know who's going to end up with Haley, but trust me, once she's found, she will be safely monitored the rest of her life. There won't be any more of these stories with Haley.
That's probably true. TJ, would you like to give us a wrap-up? Uh-oh. I think we might have lost TJ.
He might be the 111 guy. I always thought he was FBI. If you're listening, TJ, I'm just joking.
I'd like to say something to Cobra.
Sure.
This is
Pardon me.
I'm Simon's wife.
Hey, how are you?
I just want to tell you, I'm fine. I just want to tell you on behalf of everybody else, thank you for the work that you're doing for this little girl.
I'm honored.
I'm honored.
I
don't think anybody can appreciate it enough for what you do, and we hope
I'm honored
to continue with it.
Simon, you got a good wife. Now I know why you're out there running amok, buddy. You got a good wife out there telling you fetch and catch.
Yeah, that's about the size of it.
Yeah, I know. You can be from Britain, you can be from Poland, you can be from wherever. But if you got a strong woman behind you, bro, watch out.
Well, she's a Cajun.
She's a Cajun? Oh, my God, that's worse yet. She's a Cajun, Louisiana Cajun?
New Orleans, yeah.
New Orleans?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. Hey, Simon, you found our best, buddy.
Thank you.
You have found our best. Cajun women, buddy. Go down there and steal a Cajun woman one time and see who to help you in there answering questions. Their mamas will be beating their ass. Get in there and tell them what happened. Don't talk to the police. Oh, yeah, they'll be beating their ass every day. God.
Okay, Denny, do you have any wrap-up comments?
You're still on that one, huh? Yeah.
You're
going to be in trouble tonight. Get in, Cajun.
I'd like to thank TJ and Cobra for being on to bring us the information, because I think there's, you know, depending who you listen to, you get a lot of misinformation about this case and where it stands and what's going on. And I was glad to hear Cobra telling, you know, his version and why he's doing what he's doing. So I think that, for me, certainly clarified a lot of issues here. So thank you very much.
My motives are purely righteous in this. I have a lot more thrill breaking in somebody's door 3-4 o'clock in the morning and screaming, get on the ground, and dragging them out and throwing them in the truck and going off to the nearest jail or to the next state or wherever. That I find great enjoyment in. I don't find enjoyment in this case, but it's something that needs to be done. I mean, it's the kind of the real bastard stuff that you have to do. And this is, and you got a lot of haters that you know, steadily pull at you. And when you're wearing that other hat, when you're throwing them on the ground type of thing, there ain't a lot of people in the way going, wow, I don't think that was really good. You'll hear about it later, but right then and there, they're getting the hell out of your way. Unlike in this, they'll get right in your business, you know, right in your way. And if anyone of your listening audience wanted to find out what is truly going on, hey, this place is on the map, believe it or not. Palatka, Florida, Satsuma. Take a drive. Take a flight. Fly into Jacksonville, Florida, and drive on down for the weekend and look around and see what you see. And you may say, whew, thank God I'm from cake country.
Okay, Pickles, do you have any wrap-up comments for us?
I do.
I'm just going to sit this one out, actually. Thank you, Cobra.
You're welcome, Pickles.
And, Cobra, I really want to...
Somebody else wanted to say something? I thought somebody else had said something.
No. Hello?
Sorry.
Hello?
We're all ears.
Hello, me?
Thank you, Cobra, for what you're doing. Mrs.
You're
Nikki,
quite welcome, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, welcome.
And, Cobra, I really want to thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Quite all right. That took some twisting from Mr. T.J. Hart because he knows that I, even though I know the press is very important to keeping the word out, keeping the candle lit, so to speak, I don't like talking to the press because sometimes they mess you up, you know. But T.J. twisted my arm and, you know, I told him, listen, T.J., I'll be glad to. I never did one of those, so I guess I would just for the sheer curiousness of doing it.
Well, I think, you know, I admire TJ a lot. TJ,
he's a funny little fella, ain't he?
He is.
He is.
You know,
he's an honorable man. I'll tell you this. He's honorable.
Yeah. His heart is in the right place. And I do believe that Jan and I here at Blogger News, our heart's in the right place.
Absolutely.
You know,
we're
looking for justice. We're not...
That's right. Well, first we have to find out what happened, and then when we find out what happened, see what happened was, and then justice. And I hope by that time they make me a judge, a federal judge or something, because I will meet her. Listen, I will be the first one. I'll be there with a little cap on and say, nope, I don't need that. Give me the needles. Which one you want? Help with one and two. Let's just go straight to three. Let's get this shit over with.
What I was going to say to you, Cobra, was
yes, sir.
We run this show every Sunday, and we would be delighted for you to come back anytime, every time, and tell us what's going on. Because
honored.
We have got to find this little girl.
We've got to find Haley, brother.
Got to find out where she is, what happened, and let's get that justice out.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah.
And as long as T.J. Hart will be there holding my hand, because sometimes I'm a strong man, I need somebody to hold my hand, because there's a Cajun woman listening. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, she's one scary lady.
Hey, I've been over in there hunting folks. I'm going to tell you what, you can run up on them and they're the nicest folks, and they'll point out where the fugitives at are. They'll beat your ass. I mean, you know.
Okay.
Yep.
I was just about to wrap the show up, but we have one last caller. Someone coming in from the 307 area code. What's your name and what's your question?
This is Kaylee Has Stolen America's Heart. I just would like to ask Cobra if he would repeat one more time the address to where you can send donations. My pen quit working.
You can do it one of two ways. You can go to any SunTrust bank and put it in the account of Case Closed, Inc. My name, William Staubs, Staubs. Or you can simply send me a card letter to Case Closed, Post Office Box 267-967, Weston, Florida, Weston, Florida, 33326.
Okay, thank you very much.
And
you're welcome,
Raymond. Anyone that didn't manage to get the information, we will be publishing it in our wrap-up article, which will be on www.bloggernews.net, and that article will be up in about an hour or so. But I'll make sure that I'll make sure that I include it. Okay, I want to thank all of our listeners. I want to thank all of our callers, and I especially want to thank our panel, Jan.
Thank you.
She gets first dibs because, well, she's Cajun and she's my wife, you know.
Thank you, everybody, for calling in.
You're just trying to avoid an ass-whooping after the show, boss. I know what you're trying to do.
I want to thank Pickles. I want to thank Denny Griffin, TJ Hart, and special, special thanks to Cobra. Cobra, it's been a blast.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay, we will see you all next week. Same bat channel, same bat time.
Simon, you're a wild man. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye,
thank you.
Everybody.
Bye, Pickles.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Pickles.
Bye, Danny.